Following more than a month of shuttered businesses and strict social distancing measures, the state began to reopen in May. That shift has been accompanied by a marked increase in COVID-19-related deaths. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor reports that public health experts are saying that the two are likely related.
The COVID-19 epidemic has grown worse in Wyoming since the state started loosening restrictions last month. Deaths attributed to the virus more than doubled during the last 2 weeks of May, though they have so far slowed in June.
There's no question that with people, both by their own decisions and by policy, emerging from staying at home, the cases do appear to be increasing.
That's University of Wyoming researcher Christine Porter. She says it's difficult to see trends in a state with such a small population. But a spike in deaths 2 weeks after reopening is not surprising.
You know, you get infected on average, it's about 5 days later that you start to show symptoms, and about a week to 2 weeks later, if you're going to die, you die.
Since the relaxation of social distancing measures, some have gone back to their normal behaviors. But Porter says the threat of a large outbreak is still very real. She says everyone should act as though they're infected.
As many as 80% of people who end up infected and can be spreading it have mild symptoms or no symptoms at all. And about half of cases are transmitted before anybody has symptoms. So you cannot rely on symptoms.
Porter says wearing a mask in public is a good way to protect those around you.
So people who are not wearing masks out are risking infecting other people because they could be infected and they don't know it. It's very irresponsible, and it's kind of like manslaughter. If you unintentionally infect somebody and they end up dying of it, or they spread it to somebody who then dies, it's not on purpose, but that is the result.
Dr. Mark Dowell is an infectious disease specialist in Casper. He agrees that people should be wearing masks.
No one's going to ask you to wear a mask when you're walking the dog, but when you're going into the grocery store or when you're getting your hair cut and those kind of places.
In fact, he says wearing a mask is now more important than ever as people in Wyoming start to have more personal interactions.
But unfortunately, we went from people doing a fairly good job of social distancing and wearing a face covering to basically, if you want to be blunt about it, blowing it off. And there didn't seem to be anything in between.
And because of that, there are concerns about what comes next. He says wearing a mask or avoiding crowds will come down to personal responsibility.
You can close rodeos and you can close these huge gatherings, and that's what should be done right now. But when it comes down to the nuts and bolts within a given community, if it's not enforced, at least psychologically in the community, it's not going to happen anymore.
Experts are concerned cases and deaths will go up. The University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation has been modeling the projected rise of COVID-19 cases and deaths. The continuously updated model now predicts that Wyoming will see 99 deaths from the pandemic by October. Because of the state's low population, that projection carries a wide margin of error, with a high bar of nearly 1,000 deaths by October. Dr. Ali Mokhtad is the Chief Strategy Officer for Population Health for the University of Washington. He says the projections depend in part on personal behavior.
Right now, if you look at Wyoming and every state, as they are relaxing the social distancing measures and people are going out and about, then you'll increase circulation of the virus and will start coming up.
Wyoming is now in the process of figuring out how to reopen schools and campuses in the fall, and Mokhtad is expecting some challenges.
All these models right now are agreeing on one simple thing, that this is a deadly virus. It's going to come back again in the fall, and we have to be ready for it.
The likely resurgence of the virus and the probable lack of a vaccine means that testing, contact tracing, monitoring, and self-quarantine will be even more important in the fall. Mokhtad says a pulse method might be the way forward. That means entering short periods of lockdown whenever COVID starts to flare up, shutting down and reopening repeatedly, rather than locking down for a longer, indefinite period of time. It involves taking the pulse of the pandemic and the population to determine when those shorter lockdowns are implemented.
A major issue for many governors and many states is what do you do in September when the numbers are going up in terms of infections and mortality.
Porter says that truly returning to life before the pandemic is only possible with a vaccine. Until one is developed, she says Wyoming residents need to keep up the habits that have kept the state relatively safe so far. For Wyoming Public Radio, this is Jeff Victor.